places you visit bring back really great memories. You recall the unique scenery as well as remember the friendships where bonds of affection were formed during your visit that have lasted. And this is precisely what the Apostle Paul experienced when he traveled to Philippi. He established a church there when he and his companions traveled to Philippi. Philippi was a Roman colony and a leading city of the district of Macedonia. Acts chapter 16 and verse 12. The mission team he led went outside the city gate by the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and spoke to the woman gathered there. A God-fearing woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, was listening. The Lord opened her heart to respond to what Paul was saying, verses 13 and 14. And so this church community was birthed. Years later, it was still flourishing. And years later, Paul penned a letter to these believers in the city of Philippi. He writes, "I give thanks to my God for every remembrance of you, always praying with joy for all of you in my every prayer, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3. For whenever the Apostle Paul thought of this little church community, many fond memories came flooding back into his mind. So he expresses his gratitude to God for them, no doubt remembering that it was the Lord himself who opened these first converts' heart to believe in the Lord Jesus. And what gladness there is to know that those who've believed in Jesus are still faithful to Jesus. He not only remembers them fondly, but he also prays for them. We'll look at this prayer tomorrow. The reason he brings them before God's throne of grace in prayer is that they partnered with him in the gospel, for they willingly took joint ownership of the gospel they heard and believed, and would aid its advance so that the gospel spreads everywhere. Do you share this passion? Then he assures these believers that they can be sure of their salvation. "I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus," verses 6 through 8. God initiated his life-saving work in their lives, bringing them to a saving knowledge of Jesus, so they can be supremely confident that he will also see this good work through to its ultimate end. And what God starts, he also finishes. For God will never give up on those who've trusted in him. And this is the confidence that must be placed in God till the day salvation dawns fully, when Jesus returns to take those who belong to him home to be with him forever. If God won't let go of you, then you mustn't let go of God. But our confidence is in God, not in ourselves. In the words of the hymn writer, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." Do you share this confidence? Is this assurance yours? Finally, he writes, "It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I have you in my heart, and you are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how deeply I miss all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus." Verses 7 and 8. There is a real sense of affection that Paul expresses for them. He revels in their support of him, even amidst his imprisonment, just because of the gospel. They were not ashamed to associate with him, despite his imprisonment for his faith in Jesus. They stood firmly alongside him and showed a rugged commitment to the gospel, despite the adverse circumstances. Like them, let's show our allegiance to the gospel that saved us by loving and supporting one another, as well as aiding its spread everywhere. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the confidence I have that your good work of salvation will culminate with me being in your forever presence. Now help me to be a gospel partner to advance the spread of the gospel everywhere. Amen.